Welcome to New Every Day. I'm Lawrence Cruz. This is Jeff Weston. And we are here on show episode number 151.
And today we're going to be talking about giving God our yes. What does it mean? We all know the word yes, but what does that mean for our lives? What is involved with giving God our yes? And if we do give God our yes, what do we do with it? And what's He going to do with us? That's what we're going to figure out today.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
We got a fantastic show again for you this week, but my goodness, wasn't last week
so fantastic?
We had missionaries, Jeff and Renata Walton. They're missionaries to Malawi, Africa. And wow, what a show we had with them. It was so good to have them with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you happen to miss the show, you can check us out on demand. You can get us through our website, neweveryday.tv. You can go to YouTube, find us there. You can check us out on Facebook. Pretty much anywhere you can watch on demand, we're there. So you want to check us out, catch past episodes, maybe previous seasons, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what you think. And we would love your comments to come in any number of ways. You pick your preferred method, and Jeff and I would be thrilled to hear from you.
I personally like homing pigeons.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, that's right.
We like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right on.
All right. Okay, so we're going to move on from the pigeons. But here's what's going on today. Last week with Renata and Jeff, they were talking about how they said yes to God to go into the mission field, become missionaries. Yeah. And so we want to explore that today. What does it mean to give God your yes? Because it's one of those things where so often people are like, yes, God, whatever you want for my life, I'll do it. But we don't necessarily think about the impact of the word yes.
Well, incredible. Henry Blackaby, some of you know of him. He writes a book on leadership, which is fantastic. He's also got a course called The Will of God, Knowing and Doing the Will of God.
Okay.
And I'm telling you what, he says that every time God speaks to us or encourages us to do something, it always produces a crisis of faith.
That's true.
And it's almost like, you what? God, was that you? And we go, yeah, it was. And now you want me to what? And every time there is this, yeah, it's going to require us to get out of maybe what's just so familiar and to do something that maybe we wouldn't normally do, but it's the yes to our God that's so exciting.
Absolutely. And when I think about people who have said yes, I mean, so many figures in the past, I think of somebody like David Livingstone. Everybody knows David Livingstone, this guy who decided he was going to go, you know, be a missionary to the wilds of Africa. Never came back. Nobody knows what happened to him. But that was a calling that he felt God put on his life, and so he did it. And then you look at the Bible, and probably the one story that, as a father, I struggle with the most, going, I don't know if I can give God my yes on that one.
I know where you're going.
Is Abraham.
Oh, my goodness.
With Isaac. Like, I'm sorry, I don't think I could take my firstborn son to an altar and sacrifice him.
Right.
But he did. He went through the motions. Now, thankfully, the knife didn't drop and God provided the ram.
Right.
If you don't know the story, you better check it out.
Right.
But that is a true test of faith and giving God your unreserved yes.
Okay, and how about his son?
That's true.
For the longest time, I thought in my mind's eye that it was a little kid.
No,
that Abraham was taken. He's a teenager, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah.
And he's carrying the supplies, being obedient to his father. And even as Abraham is saying yes to God, even to the point of taking a knife because he knows that God has asked him to do this, his son is trusting his earthly father. And not like he's submitting too. He's saying yes. What an incredible crisis of faith.
Absolutely.
But he said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And God came through as he always does. Says, just a second here. I see that you're willing. And now you watch and see what I'm going to do. Well, he's the father of our faith.
Absolutely. And it's funny, the last couple of days I've been listening to the prophets.
Yeah.
Like the book of the prophets, the series, the last.
What do you, like?
15 books in the Old Testament.
Are they friends of yours
no,
or something?
No,
whoa, what kind of show is this anyway?
No, but the last couple of days I've been in Isaiah.
The audio Bible.
Yeah, the audio Bible.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, read by David Suchet. That guy, oh, man, he brings some life to the scripture.
Yeah.
But I'm in Isaiah, and what I came out several times is how God said, and of course I'm paraphrasing, but
yeah.
I have caused this trouble to come upon you so that I'm glorified and so that you'll know
wow.
that I'm God.
Wow.
And that really stretched my thoughts because I'm going, yeah, when God needs to get our attention, sometimes we do have that crisis, but sometimes it's so that he is glorified. And a lot of times that
wow.
does come through with our yes.
Yeah.
And God puts us through those tough situations. And, you know, what do you do? What happens when you give God your yes, and what does that mean? At the end of the day, it means everything. You can't give God your yes and hold something back. I mean, if you think about it, if you say, hey, I'm going to donate half my savings to this charity, but you only give 25%, you're not fulfilling your word, your promise. And it's the same deal with God. To say, hey, you've got my yes, there's nothing attached to that. It's everything. It's not yes, but. It's not, yes, you can have this area, but not this one of my life. Giving God your yes is everything. That's who you are. It's what you're involved in. It's your family. It's your finances. It's your job. It's your mind. Like, it's everything. And that is daunting.
What a delight to do it.
Absolutely.
But what the letting go, I like it is daunting, and like far be it from Jeff and I to say, oh, we got this all figured out. No, I agree with our brother Henry Blackaby. Every time God asks us to do something, there's this, okay, let me count the cost here.
Yes.
And there is a cost, but boy, it's so worth it.
It is. Now you have a yes moment.
Yes.
Okay. So, and what did it cost you?
Sorry, that's just bad.
Took isn't me it? Like half a second to get it, and I was like, oh, yeah, well played.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was 10 years of age.
Okay.
When God came knocking on my door. That was quite a story. And actually, I was 9 years of age, and I was in a Salvation Army citadel.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about it. I went to church with my mother and my aunt. And there I was, a kid who, you know, happy to just to be with my mom. And I remember being in the back, very last row in this small assembly. And I was just coloring or doodling, doing something. And right at the end of the service, there's this man in a uniform. And he's going like this. And I have no idea what he was saying. But I just began to weep. And I didn't know then what was going on, but I do know now. It was God, by his Holy Spirit, was calling me to himself, and I'm so glad he was. Anyway, I left there. My aunt was there saying, oh, are you going to take Lawrence to, you know, meet the Lord and go to the front? And none of that happened. It was about a year later, and God had been working in my life, and I called a friend of mine. I said, hey, Kelly, does your mother have a car? He says, yeah. Do you think she'd take me to church? And at age 10, she said yes to me. It was December 18th, 1977, and there was another man at the front of the assembly. And he was waving, but this time I could hear him. And he was saying, is there anyone here who would like to come to know Jesus and be born again? And I was embarrassed, but I began to weep. And I didn't understand it, but God was calling me to himself. And I was worried about what my friend was going to think. I opened my eyes only to find that he and his mother were already getting up, and they too were responding. They were giving God their yes. I got out of that place, and I said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ and his call on my life for salvation. Jeff, it was 41 years ago, and it was the best thing that I've ever done in my life. Thank God.
You know what? And sometimes that's all it is. It's just a simple decision to say, yes, I'm going to serve Christ.
I was a boy who said yes to the Lord.
Absolutely. And other times, it could be something so much more. I mean, like I said, we just spent the past two weeks with the Waltons who uprooted their life. But my wife and I regularly go through this journey of, okay, God, what do you have for us? What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
And he's always taking us to this next step and this next pursuit within our faith to be completely abandoned for him. And it's not easy sometimes, especially in the face of adversity. And, you know, when you fly in the face of maybe popular opinion around the workplace, whatever. But there's been one scripture that has been absolutely paramount for me. And it's in Jeremiah 29. It's, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans to prosper you. And it goes on and on and on. But the whole point of that scripture is God knows. He knows exactly what is in your future. And he's planned it all out. So when he comes to you and says, will you?
Yeah.
He already knows what's going to happen. It's not like he's going, do you think maybe if you did this, we could see what happens? No. Like, he knows.
Yeah,
he knows exactly
That's
what's going to happen. And so with that comfort and with that assurance, my wife and I can say, yeah, God, whatever it is that you want, because you've already worked it out.
Yeah.
You already know the outcome. And we can't change the way it's going to roll out. So we're just going to abandon ourselves to it and go full throttle. And when we do that, and when we fully give him everything we've got to say yes to his plans and his purposes, the sky's the limit. And a phrase you always use, heaven breaks loose.
I love it.
And it's so good and it's so reassuring. And for our kids to be able to see mom and dad who just let it all go for God and like, God, this is what we feel God asking us to do. We're going to go do it. And they're like, okay. I love it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to explore this topic, look at a few other scriptures, and give some ideas on how you can give God your yes.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hey friends, we're back. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are talking today about saying yes to God and how exciting that is. Thank God we can trust him.
Absolutely.
Right?
100%. And we talked about that just before the break, how God has this ultimate plan and he knows what's going on. And there's a scripture that I love because it couples with the idea of God knowing what's going on and not leaving us to figure it out, you know, and flounder around, flopping like a fish out of water.
Right.
So David writes in Psalm 32, verse 8, in the NIV, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you.
Wow.
And what's great about that scripture is it's God saying, I've got this, and I'm going to show you the way. And when we give God our yes, when we allow God to move in our lives, he does, through his Holy Spirit, instruct us. It could be as well through interactions with other people. Could be the wisdom of elders within your church.
Mm.
It might just simply be reading scripture and having that epiphany moment going, I've read the scripture 100 times and I've never heard it that way before. Oh my goodness, God, thank you for revealing that.
Mm.
And that's the great thing about the scriptures. God always speaks through it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's really interesting. We're referring to that guy, Henry Blackaby. I sure hope that's okay. It just was, he impacted my life so profoundly just through his books.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty man of God. And he talked about the number of ways that God speaks to people through circumstances, through the Bible, through other people. You know, and just not singularly, but God speaks. And I have found that I know there's times where we go, God, how do we know your will? And yet when I've spoken to people deep inside, there's a knowing that they feel this prompting that God is calling them to do something. Maybe you're here watching right now. And you're saying, like me, you said, we've never met face to face, but you're watching by television, by internet, however it is. And right now you're recognizing, you know it, God has been calling you. I encourage you, say yes to God. Give your yes to God. I'm 51, it's like, and I'm a boy who said yes, and I've been riding the wave of my life. It's been absolutely fantastic.
And you, I mean, ever since you gave God your yes, you've been delving in scripture, you're growing in faith, and you ended up in ministry.
Yes.
And that's just kind of natural progression, or was that another yes moment for you?
Okay, that's interesting. I'll tell you how it happened for me, Jeff, is like school, I actually enjoyed it as a kid, as a teenager. It was like, was decent for me. And my parents encouraged me to go to school. Like, but, you know, I was just a regular community kid. And as a young teenager, I had thought that I was going to be a dentist.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I even went to my own dentist in a suburb of Toronto in Canada. And I said, hey, can I join you? He said, sure, come on in. And he would let me into his office and I would watch him work on people. I'm just a young, I was like 14 at the time.
That's cool. They don't let you do that nowadays.
No, not at all, you know. And so I was there and I just drank it up and it was good. And so interesting, I told you at age 10 is when I knew God was calling me to salvation. And I gave him my yes to be my Lord. Yeah. I gave him my yes to follow him. And as a young boy, you ever have these moments? I was in church and like there's 500 people there in this church and the preacher's preaching. I'm like, would you mind talking to somebody else, please? Like why?
Right.
You ever been there?
Yes.
And it's like, wow. And it's like, and I didn't mind it, but I thought, why is this guy taking all the, well, of course he wasn't speaking to me personally, but the Lord was using him. And he even said, well, if you're a Christian, well, Christians read their Bible. And I went, oh, that's a good idea.
Right.
I went, I said, Mom, can you help me find a Bible? Of course, she was happy to get me one.
Right.
And I got that Bible and I started reading it every night before I went to bed. And I remember wrestling, Jeff. I'd be there saying, oh, it's been a tough day. And I'd get in the covers and God would be whispering, Lawrence, are you going to read it? And I'm not kidding you. I'd be trying to fake God. Hey, God, I'm sleeping here. Do you mind?
Exactly. Like,
as if God doesn't know. This is true. And I did it more times than I care to admit. And I'd throw the covers off and say, okay. And then I'd read. Well, I got into this habit and I would read two chapters every night.
Okay.
And this still moves me to this day. And I was there. I got on my bed, you know, and I got underneath my light where there would be no shadow on the Bible. And I remember my feet on, it was just on top of my bed, my back against the wall. And I was just reading it. I don't even remember what passage of scripture that I was reading. But I said, God, if this is really true, then I can do no less than give my entire life to you. I remember putting it down. I said, Lord, I'm yours. Whatever you want, you have my yes. And then that was it. It was hugely profound, but it was, you know, no lightning bolts, nothing was shaking. I went to bed because I felt like I had prayed and all, right. You know. There might have been some guilt in there, but I was young and the Lord was growing me and calling me to himself. And I said yes. And instead then of pursuing being a dentist, over the next couple of years, it's just this steady growth inside of me is like, Lawrence, I think it would make sense for you to go to Bible college and prepare for pastoral ministry. And I didn't have a sweet clue what that meant. But as time went on, I knew it. And I had a question, Jeff. I thought, well, how am I going to tell my father?
Right.
And okay. my mom was a godly woman. My dad wasn't serving the Lord at this time, but he had said, hey, if you go to university, I'll pay for your education. I'm so glad you're going to be a dentist.
Right.
You know, and he didn't have much of an education, very smart man, but didn't have the opportunities like I did. You know what I'm saying? And so he just wanted the best.
Yeah.
I thought, how am I going to say it? And then I just prayed about it.
Okay.
Said, Lord, you've called me. I'm not going to worry about this. And you know it. I'm giving you my yes. And this was profound. I said, Lord, would you work out these details? I'm now in grade 12. So a few years, two, 3 years have gone by. I'm about ready to apply for university. We're sitting at the kitchen table. I love telling this story. And my dad was a smoker at that time, and he was just there taking a drag, you know, and his eyes would kind of like, he'd be squinting as the smoke is going up, and he'd blow the smoke away because he was just being courteous, wouldn't, of course. And he was from Glasgow, Scotland. He said, so, I guess you want to go to Bible college, do you?
And you haven't even raised it yet.
I hadn't even raised it.
Oh, man.
I guess you want to go to Bible college. Well, I told you I'd pay for your education, so if that's where you want to go, that's where I'm going to send you.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That's amazing.
So my father, unsaved, loved his boys, all three of us. I was the youngest of three boys. He said, I'll write you the check, son, and you can follow the call of God. You've given me your yes, now I got great plans for you. And so I didn't know how it was all going to unfold, but how exciting a journey.
That's
to start.
Awesome.
I gave him my yes, and God said, you watch what I do with your yes, Lawrence.
Right. And that is the takeaway. If you give God your yes, you're going to see amazing things happen. He's going to provide. He's going to give you the wisdom. He's going to give you the knowledge. He's going to bring you help, whether that be through other people, whether it be just his own provision. And as we come to an end for this week's show, if you're sitting there going, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's that thing in the back of your mind? If you were to say, God, what do you want my yes on? What's the first thing that pops in the back of your mind?
And you know what it is.
Absolutely. You know, right? You're picking it up right now. Write it down. Don't forget about it. And pray about it. Give it to God and say, you know what, God? This is what's in the back of my head. I believe this is from you. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you my yes. What do you want me to do with it? And the second thing I would suggest is talk to somebody about it. Maybe it's your significant other. Maybe it's a friend from the church. Maybe it's your pastor. But have some accountability. Speak to somebody else and say, I believe God's given me something that he wants my yes on, and I would like for you to help me with it. I want you to help keep me accountable to pursuing this and making sure that I give God my yes. And then when the two of you spend time in prayer about it, you know that you're going to have that joint wisdom that God's going to reveal. And he's going to help you through it. So whatever it is that's in the back of your mind, give him your yes. And don't hold on to it. Release it. Open the palm of your hand, metaphorically, and just say, God, you've got it. Because if you're holding on like this, he can't do anything with it. Open up your hand.
And Psalm 32, verse 8 tells us, God says to each of us, I will instruct you and I will teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you.
So good.
How incredible. And you know this. Many of you know this verse. Perhaps it's new to you. It's a game changer if you've never heard it before. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. He'll make your path straight. Praise the Lord. What a message.
Such a great way to finish off. I really enjoyed today.
God bless you. It's been a great show. Thank you so much for listening. Let's give God our yes each and every day.
That's right. Have a great week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.